Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. For 20 years, I've been on the air, but only once every 5 years do I get to have the brightest member of the brightest audience in the studio, and that's my wife, Cheryl. Cheryl, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome, honey. It's so great to have you on the show, in the studio. You know, Barack Obama just made a campaign ad with Michelle, and I thought if he can do it, I can do it. Right? Because
yeah.
We've been fighting for personhood and to protect unborn children for a long time in our family.
Yes, we have.
Along with our kids who've worked so hard. And so now there's just 13 days until the election. And I thought it'd be fun for you and I to talk for a while. We never get to do this on the air.
Okay.
So last night, what happened last night? And you said, hey, I'd like to address that.
Well, the news report that the literature drops for the personhood amendment going out in Denver, there was a graphic photo that was placed in some of the inserts.
Yeah, that's right. On Fox 31 last night at 9, they reported that some people were complaining that someone included pictures, the graphic pictures of aborted children, a dead child, in with the Amendment 62 campaign literature.
Right. And yeah.
So, yeah, what do you think about that? People were upset about that.
Yeah, they had a lady on the news who was very upset. My point is that we've been involved in the pro-life issue and fighting abortion for many years now, and we've seen our kids have been out protesting, and they've seen those graphic pictures many times from the time they were little.
Yeah.
And the concern that the liberals have that the kids might have nightmares if they see these pictures, or they're going to be so upset. Well, all the pro-life kids see these pictures all the time, and nobody's ever upset. And so why is it that the liberals get so angry that they're afraid that kids will see these pictures?
Well, on your first point there, not only is it our sons, we have 7 boys, and some of them are pretty old now, but some of them are still young, and they've seen these photos at events, and obviously for each one, there was the first time they saw them, second time, third time, and so on, but hundreds of times. But then the children of pro-life families, we've been involved with events to protect children from being killed by abortionists like Planned Parenthood all over Colorado and all over the country. And we have seen probably a couple hundred kids from pro-life families, and never once have I heard that any of their kids were in emotional turmoil for seeing one of these photos.
No, and I almost have to wonder if the people that are so worried about their children seeing this, if it's just because they have this dreaded job of having to explain to them, because obviously the kids, they just intuitively know this is wrong, and they're going to have to explain to their kids that they support this.
That they support it.
Right.
And they support doing that. They support ripping a child's, a little baby, boy or girl, ripping that baby's arms and legs off at Planned Parenthood. They support it.
So it's no wonder they get angry that they have to be exposed to their own children for what they support.
Right.
Whereas the pro-life kids, they know intuitively that it's wrong, but they know that their parents are fighting to make this stop and to go away. And so I think that gives them security.
Right, exactly. So kids growing up in a Christian family where they're taught that because people don't obey God, they hurt one another. And one of the worst ways people hurt one another is when they don't want a child and they make arguments against that little unborn baby, boy or girl. They argue against them. They explain that it's okay to kill them. And then they go ahead and kill them. And so it's our job to love our neighbor. God said, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And if somebody wanted to hurt one of you guys, we would do everything we can to protect you. And we're supposed to try to protect our neighbor's kids also.
Yes.
So kids, yeah, I think they do find comfort in that. How about when parents who are part of the culture at large, not pro-life, and they let their kids see so many what I think are horrific images as just part of their entertainment?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a inconsistency there. They don't want them to see real life.
Right.
They want it to go on, but they don't want anyone to see the pictures of it. And yet, just like you say, for entertainment, they would let their kids see the most terrible movies
TV. I'll mention two right now. I've mentioned these in the past. I remember when the movie Titanic came out, you and I were in shock seeing on the news reporters interviewing families coming out by the droves. Tens of millions of people went to the theater to see Titanic, and they were coming out with their kids of every age, all ages, from little toddlers on up right through young teenagers. And the movie Titanic, I don't recall what it was rated. I imagine it was rated R. It had nudity, drawn nudity, physical nudity, sexual nudity, and it had death where people were dying in the most horrific ways.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
And some of the people who were dying, they were people that you got to know in the movie, and now you're seeing them dying. What, the mass culture? Where are all the psychologists? I think I was the only show in the country that criticized Hollywood and the media for pretending that it's okay for us all to see this nudity, sexual nudity, and for kids to see it too.
Right.
I was just outraged. And how about something like Star Wars, where Anakin Skywalker, in one of the movies, he gets very angry and he kills a bunch of kids, young kids. And you don't see him killing them, but you see the kids, they're alive, and he's so angry, filled with hatred and rage, and then he kills those kids. And that in the story is what turns him into Darth Vader.
Right.
So he goes to the dark side.
Right. So they see that, but.
Yeah. So kids could see. So for entertainment, it's okay.
Right.
But to have to explain to Johnny or Susie that mommy thinks this is okay. Daddy thinks it's okay to take a little baby who has arms and legs, fingers and toes, who's sucking his thumb, playing with his toes, sleeping, dreaming. Daddy thinks it's okay. I call it a woman's right to tear that baby to pieces.
Right. One of the things that I always like what Lolita, who's president of American Right to Life, says.
Lolita Hanks, nurse practitioner.
Right. About the graphic photos is that they don't want to see this, but if they want to support it, they need to see what it is that they're supporting. They can't just say, I support this, but you can't show it to me.
Right.
They need to see what it is that they support.
Right. And that's why there's the outrage.
Yeah.
And
anger.
After Germany slaughtered so many innocent people in concentration camps and the world was in denial, I mean, the world was cruel before World War II when a ship filled with Jews came to New York Harbor, Jews trying to escape Germany and the anti-Semitism, the pogroms, and they came here and we turned them away. We said, no, we're not welcoming you here.
Yeah, that was hard to learn about that, and knowing that there were a lot of families that were willing to take them in and still
our government
said no,
refused, just like with our dear friend Xu Yanzhou, who was forced to undergo an abortion in China, and she fled with other women in similar situations to this country, and they were treated like criminals, and she was put in a federal prison for 5 years.
Five years,
and it was thanks to Christian pro-lifers that finally won her release, and she came to one of our Bob in Your Life seminars, and she ended up marrying Rich Holst.
Oh, she's just the sweetest lady.
Isn't she great?
Yeah.
And she's come here, and she's told the story. Remember U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer, Republican pro-lifer? He goes out to the Marianas Islands, supposedly to see if they have forced abortion going on, and he's there for 2 or 3 days. And there's pictures of him parasailing with his wife on a boat. And he comes back and he says, nope, no forced abortion, which was a lie.
Yeah,
it was a lie. Women from China would go to this American territory, a virtual slave labor. They were not allowed to become pregnant. If they became pregnant, they had to get an abortion and then they would go back to China.
Right.
And so Xu Yanzhou came here and said, what a terrible thing that a supposed pro-life leader would whitewash this cruelty done by China, not only tolerating abortion, but even tolerating forced abortion the way Planned Parenthood does.
Right.
Yeah. Just a great tragedy. So, Cheryl, when we talk about those photos and how angry, I have seen people come up to us at abortion clinics and other pro-life events where we have these signs. They fly into a rage.
Right.
They fly into a rage and they will scream even vulgar cuss words.
In front of kids.
In front of even their own children.
Yes.
just the most filthy mouth because they want their children protected.
Yeah, right.
And we
you
think,
can see right through.
Wow, they need to be protected from you. You support killing kids, and you have a filthy, vulgar, sexually vulgar, violently vulgar mouth in front of your kids and in front of our kids over here.
Right, right.
Right, and these are the beautiful people who love everyone. It's just been in the news that in Holland, where they love children in Europe, except that children, they're having fewer and fewer and fewer children. You go to a park in Europe and you see dogs.
And no children.
And no children.
Right.
And not only are they not at a replacement rate where they're not even replacing themselves, and that's why Islam is becoming such a leading force in Europe, but it's been pointed out that this is a spiritual problem. It's not only a demographic problem that Holland is going to lose its European identity, but it's a spiritual problem. People do not value and love children any longer. And the last verse of the Old Testament, the last verse of Malachi, God, it's a warning, a threat. God says, look, either you're going to turn the hearts of the fathers toward their children, or I'm going to come and judge you.
Yeah, it seems like we're experiencing judgment.
Yeah, because our families are falling apart, our schools, violence in our culture. Cheryl, I think that you've nailed exactly why Fox News last night, Fox 31 throughout Colorado, it's interesting that they did that story last night because people around the state in their mailboxes got the beautiful, the just gorgeous Amendment 62 literature, She's a Child, Not a Choice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love that photo.
Isn't it just great?
You can see the image of the baby in the womb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a pregnant mom. She's a child, not a choice. And vote yes on 62. And you open this thing up, and right inside are the Amendment 62 talking points for the personhood campaign. There's an article there by that guy. Who's that guy?
Hey, there's Keith.
There's Keith. Keith Mason, co-founder of Personhood USA. We were doing a literature drop in Arvada, and just last, let's see, it was Wednesday night, and I put one of these on a front door, and as I was walking away, a big black guy came out of the house.
Yeah.
He said, hey, no leafleting. There was not a sign there. No leafleting. So I said, sir, I'm very sorry. Let me pick it up. I'll take it. And so I said, I just want you to know that 10 million black children have been killed by abortionists.
Oh.
And I said, this is for Amendment 62, the personhood, pro-life personhood amendment. We need to protect children. And he said, well, why did you say black children? I said, because the article on the back page here is by the Reverend Walter Hoy talking about the black genocide that children are being destroyed in America by Planned Parenthood. And he said, let me see that. And he looked at it and he said, all right, this I'll keep.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, you know, it's good for the word to go out in the black community because Margaret Sanger, who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, she was a racist against little black children.
Yeah.
And she just said the most terrible things about large families should kill their infant children.
That's right. She wrote in one of her books, and it's on our website, that the most merciful thing a large family can do to an infant is to kill it.
Yeah.
To an infant. And she didn't mean abortion. She was talking about after the baby's born.
Right, right.
She had a hatred for children. One of her own two kids was ill, and she was too busy traveling, hanging out with eugenicists in Germany, in Europe, Nazis, and her child died while she was gallivanting around the world to promote a feminist, children are a burden view.
Yeah, yeah. The quotes from her, you can just Google, they're
horrific.
Horrendous.
The one about the handicapped.
Yes, about the epileptic and the blind, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And what did she call them?
The dead weight of human waste.
Dead weight of human waste.
Of human waste.
Yeah, the dead weight of human waste. When we quote those, a lot of the beautiful people who honor Margaret Sanger, they don't believe that. They just don't believe it. So we link, every time we quote those and others, we link to Google Books where they've scanned her books, and you go right to the page and you see it, you read it in context.
Right.
So she said that the blind, the deaf, the epileptic are the dead weight of human waste. And she was complaining that people would spend money, waste money, to help blind people.
Right, right. I mean
she was filled with hatred and rage for human beings. And at that time, Christians had established 1,000 ministries around the world to help those who are hurting, suffering, and orphans.
It made her mad, right?
Yeah, and atheists, they don't do that. Atheists just don't.
Yeah, it's Christian organizations or Christians.
Yeah, overwhelmingly. And then others will mimic the Christian gospel, the effect of the gospel in helping the poor. But it comes from the heart of the body of Christ to help these folks. So it was so neat that this guy accepted that. And our kids were with us. You've done quite a few literature drops. Also, we've been doing lit drops for a long time, right?
We've been doing this for about 4 months now, twice a week. We do it on Saturday mornings and Wednesday early evenings.
Yeah, Wednesday's about 5:15. We leave from the local McDonald's.
Right, and it's always, yeah, it's our family and whoever else shows up. Usually
right.
We have two or three other people. And
there's five of us.
Right.
And mom and pops.
Mom and pops.
Quite often.
Yeah.
Right? Al and Connie Sharon.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there's some of our older kids. But there's always the three younger ones.
Always the three younger ones,
and
yes.
Other families and friends through the radio show, through Denver Bible Church will come out. And each time we do a precinct, and a precinct has about 650 households.
Right.
So that's, let's see, I don't know, twice a week for 4 months, that's about 30, over 30 precincts.
Right.
That's a lot of material.
A lot of people have got these talking points at their door.
Yeah, a lot of people. And I think our kids, have you made an estimate of how many flyers our three youngest boys have delivered actually to people's doors?
Altogether?
Well,
I've never thought of it. It's
okay.
Thousands. I mean,
thousands between them.
Yeah,
I think it's over 1,000 doors for each son.
Right, right. And it's not just that, too. You know, the bookmarks that have...
The bookmarks. Amendment 62 bookmarks. That was, in fact, a new design by Dennis Hoshiko up north, where he invented a bookmark that opens up and it has some of the talking points inside the bookmark.
Yeah. Well, just on one day when we went to the Christian concert,
Heaven Fest,
our kids distributed hundreds that one day.
That day, about 1,000.
About 1,000, okay.
Well, with you helping them, I was at the booth, about 1,000 flyers that day. And I think they've done about 1,000 each putting these on people's doors. So this is with 1,000 other Christians around the state of Colorado, where now I think we've distributed more literature than the number of people who voted yes 2 years ago.
That's outstanding.
2 years ago, there were 630,000 people who voted to stop child killing, ban all abortion in Colorado with our personhood amendment 2008. This year, I think we're now up to about 640,000 flyers actually being distributed in the state of Colorado, 640,000.
It's astounding.
Isn't it astounding?
It's exciting, too, yes.
In our little weekly lit drop group, we've done over 20,000 of those.
Wow. Yeah.
So congratulations, honey.
Good job, kids.
Yeah.
Zachary, Michael, and Dominic.
And it's been my personal health kick to get out and walk for a couple hours twice a week.
Right.
It's been good. So, honey, what else have the kids done? And we talk about this, and maybe it'll encourage other families. I learned this from Cal Zastro 3 years ago when he came to teach us how to get signatures.
Yes.
Cal Zastro might be the greatest Christian leader in the world today. But when he came
Very
and he was doing a training session on getting signatures, and I thought, well, I'll go. You know, it's going to be the most boring thing in the world.
Not with Cal.
How to get a signature.
Yeah.
And I was so encouraged because he made me realize that every opportunity is a ministry opportunity.
Yes.
To show that you love your neighbor, you love the Lord. He said, I give you my permission to pray with people if they need a prayer.
He is so encouraging.
Yeah, he is.
I love to listen to him.
So it turns out that every step of the way, every day, every opportunity was to serve the Lord and love your neighbor. And so all the people who come to Christ through these pro-life efforts is just astounding. And I think it's a lot more than all the grouchy Christians who say, we don't care if they're aborting children. And I don't know how many people they bring to the Lord when they're sitting on their couch and watching sports.
Yeah, not many.
I don't know. But I think we probably bring more to the Lord when we go out and engage people that there is a creator God and we're obligated to obey him and not kill these children.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, honey, our kids, could you think through? I can't even, I don't have a very good memory.
You know, I'm
what have our kids done?
I'm so proud of them. And there's so many people who have done so many things, but I'm so proud of them. They're just kids. And they never complain. They always have just such a good attitude throughout everything.
And they've made so many friends.
They've made so many friends.
Kids and adults from all over Colorado and all over the country.
But when we kicked off this campaign, they just jumped right in. And I can remember one day we spent probably 8 hours assembling and stapling petitions.
Petition.
Instead of outsourcing it, you know, it's a way to save money just to have volunteers.
That was like about 100 of our closest friends.
Right.
Yeah. We saved a lot of money.
A lot of money.
And Keith Mason said, let's assemble these. Let's print them and assemble them ourselves.
Exactly. And then it was time to go out and get signatures. And I just don't even know how many times they went out to get signatures. They went to McDonald's and to Kmart and to Mardell's multiple times with Grandma Connie.
Grandma Connie Walmart. Brought them all over the state.
And then on the cure period, they went with us to the St. Patty's Day parade, which was a tough crowd, by the way.
That was a tough crowd. A lot of drunk people early in the morning.
Yeah, drunk by
bizarre.
Noon.
Yeah.
And they've been to press conferences and prayer rallies. They've gone to counter protests.
Counter protests.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm just so proud of them. And I would just have to say, if there were three other kids that ever did more for a campaign, I don't know who they are.
I don't know
are.
Who, but they have to belong either to the Zastro family or the Sutherland family.
Oh, well. Right? The Sutherland kids only run the campaign, but they're not little.
They're bigger.
Like, yeah.
Well, but, yeah, but Cal's kids.
The Zastro kids have grown up fighting this battle.
Grown up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what an example.
And our kids
he is
have become
us.
Friends with them. So, you know, it's just
what a joy.
They're good examples to our kids. So.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, it is so neat to serve the Lord with your time. And have your kids see that you love God, you love your neighbor, and you're not ashamed, and you're going to do something when people are hurting others, you're going to be one of the ones to try to protect the innocent.
Right. Not try to explain to them why you support it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And on this show, Cheryl, I'll try to explain to people why it's bad to, let's say, vote for Ken Buck, because Ken Buck says that if he's elected, he's Republican typical, pro-lifer. And he said, if elected, I'll confirm pro-choice judges. Well, that's what we've had for 40 years, Republicans putting pro-choice judges on the bench. And that's why we have all these children who are killed every day.
Yeah, we need more of that, right?
Right, we need more of that. And so I'll try to explain that to people. And I'll say, I'll make an example of Germany, because people know in Germany what was evil was so obvious. And I'll say, what would you think of a judge or a politician in Germany who said, I'm against the Holocaust, but I'm not an extremist, and I would put judges in power who favor the Holocaust?
Well, you'd know he was a liar.
You wouldn't believe him that they were against it.
Right.
Right. Why are they saying they're against it if they're going to put judges on the bench who will slaughter Jewish children? And so Ken Buck, every picture that they were upset about on Fox 31 last night, Ken Buck wants to put judges in power who will slaughter those children. And he says he knows it's wrong. That's what he says. So why would he do that? He'll do it because he wants power.
Yeah.
He wants your money and he wants your vote and he wants power and he wants the glory that comes with being a U.S. senator.
Yeah. And these politicians, like you say, they ride the back of these slaughtered children to get their votes.
Yeah, that's what they do. And if a German had done it, and all the Christians in Germany said, you know, it's not our job to be involved in politics. And you had true Christian leaders like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who said, we, the Lutheran Church, we have to rise up and condemn Hitler and oppose the Nazis. And they did rise up and they kicked Dietrich Bonhoeffer out of the church.
Right.
They didn't hate Hitler. They hated Bonhoeffer.
Right.
Yeah. Cheryl, thanks for joining me, honey.
Thanks.
Now the audience knows why I am the way I am. It's my wife. God bless you, Cheryl. Our website is kgov.com, and Colorado Right to Life. Check them out, too.